we've been seeing that Jesus produced a drought of fish on the apostles' fishing trip. And Jesus has just asked them sarcastically, "Hey children, did you guys catch any fish out there?" And after the disciples answered Jesus with a disgruntled no, Jesus says, "I know a spot where the fish are really biting. Just try throwing your nets on the other side of the boat." Sounds just like a fisherman's conversation, doesn't it? So the disciples, maybe just to prove this guy on the shore wrong, throw their nets over on the other side, and instantly fish come out of nowhere so that they can get caught up in the fishermen's nets, so much so that the multiple men could not pull the nets into the boat. And instantly, John knew exactly what was going on. There's only one person who could be responsible for this, and that was Jesus. So he tells Peter, and Peter jumps into the water to get to Jesus as quickly as he can. John, always the reflective one. Peter, always the impulsive one. And then you have this interesting little detail given to us about the number of fish and the nets. Once the boat makes it to shore, at Jesus' request, Peter grabs the net full of large fish and drags it to where Jesus is, and the text tells us the nets do not break. I think we're supposed to assume that with a catch that large, it would not be unlikely for the nets to break. But we see that Jesus not only produces the famine and the fish, he also produces the fortitude to keep what he has promised and produced. God took Joseph from the pit and prison and brought him to the palace, preserving the line of Abraham. God took Moses from the desert to delivering the people of God. And God takes Jesus from a desert to an empty tomb by means of the cross. Why? Because God is strong enough to preserve and protect what he promises. And he's strong enough to keep you, protect you, preserve you through the famine, even through your tough questions. So what are we supposed to learn? Jesus could have shown up before they ever cast the nets the first time the evening before. He could have come at midnight, but no, he waited until they had given up. These guys were coming in for fishing. The prime time for fishing was over. But sometimes God produces a hopeless situation so that he can show us he is present with us and he is the one we are to hope in. Sometimes Jesus makes his presence known to us only after a dark night of pain, toil, and struggle in order to rivet our attention on him. As you pray today, please remember Jamshed Hadiat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Grusi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.